Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for November 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? In November, we continue to develop our range of features and includes a special feature which will appear occasionally as items of interest to track our attention and we believe may be of value to our readers. Our first feature is Robert Heller's Catch 22, a truly interesting and enjoyable read at several levels. You will also find on our homepage a video by a respected debt collector from the US, Dean Kaplan, The Confessions of a Debt Collector. This month, we are pleased to introduce a new member to our Better Business Club, CollectAU. CollectAU is a new startup debt collection business established by respected industry professionals. You will find their introductory flyer is attached. Also attached are announcements from ASBFECO regarding payment time review will identify Australia's worst payers, RSCM, AFC exam reviews for 2019, and an introduction to a new Creditor Watch product. If you would like to advertise your business, contact Kim at kim@creditmatters.com.au and see what we can do for you and your business. Monthly Business Conundrum. The greatest costs and energy-sapping problems in business today are government red tape and legislation. It is almost getting to the stage where most of a business person's life seems to be fulfilling legal obligations rather than actually doing any business. The problem is, if you don't play the bureaucratic game, you can be heavily penalised and perhaps lose your business. In the old days, some business people played the game of avoidance and just walked away from their business if caught out. This is no longer possible with new regulations and penalties for not meeting your commitments. Unfortunately, there will always be those business people which ignore red tape and legislative requirements. By ignoring these imposts and costs, they are operating on a cheaper basis than responsible business owners. The honest and ethical business owner is meanwhile penalised for doing the right thing. The conundrum all business owners face is whether to honour regulations and legislations or ignore them. Those business owners which do the right thing hope that their customers appreciate paying a fair price for quality. The alternative is for those customers which go for the cheaper price is, they will suffer the negative consequences which come from dealing with the less responsible business person. Quote of the month: the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Nick Hubbell. Monthly business observation. One of the more interesting aspects of business is the failure by many businesses to measure the cost of loss caused by operational and organisational inefficiency. When challenged by management on why you should measure this loss, they might say, there is no evidence of any loss. Alternatively, management will advise they believe any loss is not large enough to warrant the work to find out the size of the loss, or they don't have the time or money, or they don't want to be distracted from selling. The fact is, if you don't measure the losses caused by inefficiency, then of course there will be no evidence within the business. That does not mean there are no losses from operating inefficiently. There are always losses when operating inefficiently, and no business is immune to these losses. The size of the loss will vary between different businesses, of course. Whether the losses are material or not for your business will never be known if you do not seek to measure them. The cost of inefficiency includes lost sales through invoices being cancelled because they were received outside the customer's guidelines, a lack of product or delivery of services, customer alienation, bad or incorrect stock supply, etc. There are also losses from the costs of sales to bad payers and fraudsters due to lack of proper due diligence, failure to follow up the unpaid invoices in a timely manner, lack of response to customer inquiries for invoice or statement copies, etc. In addition, and not least, there seems to be some belief that writing off bad debts is not an expensive exercise. The thinking behind these thoughts is that the majority of the money has already been lost, and any further action is a further waste of time and money. Unfortunately, when you write off a debt, not only do you lose the dollar amount of the invoice, you also bear the added costs of contacting the debtor for payment and the costs of actually approving and writing off the debt. These costs can be greater than the original debt. So many costs, so often not measured, as Peter Drucker said, you can't manage what you can't measure. By not measuring the costs of inefficiency, there is little embarrassment for management because there is no exposure of these losses. The financial records will still show whether a net profit or loss occurred. However, there will be no visible evidence of the impact of specific inefficiency losses to the net figure. There is also little thought on improving the efficiency of the business to reduce any exposed cost caused by inefficiency. Yet losses are being incurred, and then there's no way to tell if by spending money to save the money lost and to increase profits would be effective. As this month's quote shows us, just because there is no evidence of loss does not mean there is no loss. We just have to be brave enough to identify the loss so we can take proactive action to save on costs. Effectively, of course, the saving of costs pays for the actions required to reduce it and to see profits increase accordingly. Word of the month. Is the spelling a while, one word, or a while, two words? Both the spelling a while, one word, and a while, two words, are correct. Both mean a period of time. The spelling to use depends on usage. The spelling a while, one word, is for an adverb, and a while, two words, for a noun. An adverb needs a verb, that is a doing word. Can we stay a while? One word. Stay is the verb, and a while, one word, is the adverb. Can we stay for a while? Two words. While is a noun as a period of time, such as an hour or a day. If you're struggling with which one to use, a technique that can be useful is substitute a noun such as day. The noun hour isn't good, as then you'd need to use the word an for an hour. Can we stay day? This makes no sense. So a while, one word, is correct. Can we stay for a day? Makes sense. So for a while, two words, is correct. Often in situations like this, where usage can be confusing, it may be useful to consider rewriting the sentence, if that makes your life easier and helps your reader. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. Dealing with difficult or slow-paying customers is not smart business unless you can prove you are earning a good net profit. So desperate are some business people for sales, they persist in dealing with difficult and slow-paying customers without proving whether their business is actually making any profit from the trading relationship. Long term, this business practice will break the bank and put your business out of business. I accept there are many ways to make profit by selling to difficult and slow-paying customers. The problem I have is that I've never seen a net profit report relating to these customers which proves a profit was made and from what sources within the supplier's business. At the end of the day, again, apologies to cat lovers, there is more than one way to skin a cat. There are likewise many strategies that are available to help create a profitable business. One of which is, if your business can prove that it actually makes a profit from dealing with difficult and slow-paying customers, well done. On the other hand, if a net profit cannot be generated by any of your strategies, another strategy is to encourage your customer to buy from your best competitor. After all, if your business cannot generate a profit from these customers, it is likely neither will your competitor. Thank you for listening to the Credit Matters newsletter for November 2018.